Radio.com.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
American Hat Company is known throughout the world as the hat preferred by rodeo champions, ranchers, everyday cowboys, cowgirls, and rodeo fans. From the arena to the boardroom, no one does it better. Handmade in Bowie, Texas, American hats are made with tradition in the old-fashioned way. From the finest in felts to the best in straws, there is an American hat for every occasion. The CB Cowgirls are proud to have our ambassadors wearing the number one hat in the world. Thank you, American Hat. Find your own American hat at your favorite retailer. American Hats, handcrafted since 1950.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
This is 4 Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams. And now, Tamara's Table with Miss Georgia Ambassador Tamara Savino. Tamara, take it away.
Hi, everyone. Good evening, Maria and friends. We're so happy to be back here again for Tamara's Table. We have a very special broadcast tonight, Reflections of Christ. We're going to be discussing reflections of Christ in our daily lives. So in 2017, you know, Tamara's Table is celebrating the heart of Christ. So here at Tamara's Table this evening, we're going to talk about God's purpose for your life, and true reflections of Christ, reflections of His image, and what that means for you and me. We're going to go ahead and open with a prayer now, and I want to start with a prayer of gratitude. So wherever you are, whether you're driving or, you know, you're at home or at work or wherever you are, just pause for a moment in your thoughts, and let's just pray. Oh, beloved Father, my words cannot express the full depth of my thanks to you, but I still try. I try to show you how I feel, to show how the Spirit has moved me to love you and to thank you and to praise your precious and holy name. Thank you, Lord, for your heart, and open my heart so that you alone can cleanse my soul. You fill my deepest need. You heal my deepest hurt. Thank you, Lord. We are so loved by you, our Savior and King. Our heart belongs to you. You are the author and owner of our faith, and we are so grateful to you. In the name of your glory and in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right, now, so we're going to go ahead and get into the show. I want to just have you think for a moment. What kind of things are keeping you busy lately? You know, so often we think about the matter of importance of our day as being, you know, the busy things that we're doing and the things that we're up to. What if we stopped celebrating being busy as a measurement of importance? And what if instead we celebrated how much time we had spent listening and pondering and meditating and praying and being grateful and enjoying time with the most important people in our lives, and most importantly, with our Savior and King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I want you to ask yourself, ask your heart, what do you need? Ask God, what do you want from me? And then ask yourself, you know, when people look at me, do they see the characteristics of Christ? The Bible tells us that our purpose as believers in Christ is to be conformed into His image so that we can reflect His characteristics in all that we do. And, you know, the scripture says, for whom He did foreknow, He also did predestine to be conformed to the image of His Son. And that comes from Romans 8:29 from the scriptures. Being conformed into Christ's image really is the goal of a Christian life. In other words, simply being born of the Spirit at our new birth is not enough. We need to learn how to walk in the Spirit and how to show forth His love and how to live a life for Him. We need to put in our actions that we already possess these things in our hearts. Scripture emphasizes that this is the purpose of our existence, and we're to love with a Christ kind of love and share from His wisdom, walk in His power, extend His peace, patience, and joy, and be His arms and legs to one another. After all, if I'm not Christ-like at heart, if I'm not becomingly noticeable, more like Him, then I've totally missed God's purpose for my life. So it doesn't matter what else I accomplish for His kingdom. Let's not miss the opportunity to live a purpose-fulfilling life for Christ in the light of His love and glory. And with that, I'd like to share with you my very special guest. Welcome, Rochelle. I'm so happy you're here.
Oh, Tamara, it is such a pleasure and such an honor to be a part of your show today.
Thank you so much. You know, I want to share with our listeners, you know, it's just a relaxed conversation about what God's purpose is doing to fulfill in within us, and how we're becoming daily more and more like Him, and, you know, how Christ's likeness isn't about what I do just for the Lord, but how I'm being transformed into His light. So I just wanted to share what your thoughts are with the listeners about the light of God's love and transformation to be more reflective and more like Christ.
Yes. Oh, that's such a great topic. And I absolutely wake up every morning and I ask the Father, I say, God, use me today because I want to make sure that I'm living my life fully in your purpose. And God created us here on this earth for purpose. And so many of us get lost day to day. You know, we get, like you said, in the beginning of the show, we are busy with work, with family, with relationships, and then there's events. And just putting God first and seeking what He wants every single day is one important key to really being able to live a life for Him. And that means, you know, just being able to shut everything down. And, you know, right now it's cell phones, right? Sometimes I'm just like, take the cell phone away. I need to spend time in prayer. I need to spend time really being led by His Spirit and seeking what He's all about. And in the kingdom of God, there's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, long-suffering. Those are the things that many of us are needing. And we kind of, you know, get sidetracked. And so knowing fully that we are in His image and His likeness, and it's all about Him, that whatever we do each day is giving Him all the glory and giving Him all the honor, that I think is so key in understanding how God has created us and just giving Him all that praise, all that honor in everything we do.
I think that's beautiful. And, you know, we look at our own reflection, but when we look at our own reflection, you know, we're only sometimes seeing what we are seeing back in the mirror. But when we mirror Christ, it's so much more than that. You know, it's from the inward out, and if we can see ourselves as more of a whole person and more whole with Christ, I believe that, you know, we can accomplish great things. I want to share a scripture with our listeners this evening, 2 Corinthians 3:18. It's a scripture that perfectly describes God's purpose for us as Christians. It says we all are being changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. You know, and who is the Spirit? You know, I want to also address, Rochelle, how often do we really think in our day about Holy Spirit? You know, Holy Spirit makes intercession for us to God. He's able to go for us before God, the Creator. That's huge. How often are we really reaching for Him and asking for His guidance and asking for Holy Spirit just to give a leadership and His wisdom in our lives daily? That whole idea of, you know, we're going to be in His likeness. So, Rochelle, talking about likeness, you know, I wanted to to ask you what you thought about ways we can notice God's presence and beauty in our everyday, you know, and how his miracles never cease. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when we're in this world, we're not of this world, and we're not supposed to conform of it. And if we are able to have Holy Spirit in us, we know that the Holy Spirit's our comforter, our helper. So the Holy Spirit is my best friend. Holy Spirit's my BFF. And I use Holy Spirit, like, predominantly most of my day. I'm very sensitive to the Holy Spirit. It's that voice. And a lot of people who are listening, you may or may not know, but, you know, the Holy Spirit comes once you have Jesus in your heart. You ask the Holy Spirit to come into your life to show you the truth, to guide you and comfort you. And it's a voice, this beautiful voice that you only know could be from God. And it's important to recognize it and to know that you are able to listen to that voice. And when you're able to be obedient to that voice, you're going to be very blessed because you're living by the Spirit of God and being obedient to the Spirit of God. And if God is our creator and God is with us, we know that when we're doing things, stepping out in faith and listening to that voice, we're doing things on his purpose, in his perfect timing, and his will. And it's so beautiful.
It really is. And, you know, I want to emphasize to our listeners, if you're not a Christian, you know, Christ's love is for everyone. It isn't just for the Christian. If anything, it's even outreaching to those who he wants to bring into his kingdom. His scripture tells us that Christ can be magnified. He's reflected, glorified, and he shines forth in our bodies. And whatever we do, we are to do for his glory. 1 Corinthians 10:31 in our Bibles tell us more about that. If you don't have a Bible, you know, maybe you could ask someone to let you borrow their Bible. There are places that donate Bibles. You can go to a used bookstore if you don't have a Bible. If you don't have a Bible and you would like to obtain a Bible, you know, reach out to 4 Radio. Maybe we can see if we can get one donated to you. There's a lot of resources I have available to me that donate Bibles. Okay, so keep that in mind. And if you don't know what to do, if you say, well, gosh, I really don't know how to get Holy Spirit into my life. I don't really know what that means. I don't really know Christ. That's okay. You know, that's what our show is here for, is to share with the loved, for the lost and the lonely. It's for everyone, okay? Tamara's Table is a virtual table that goes around the world, and we are here for you. We are here to celebrate you. This show is about everyone. It's for everyone. And, you know, 1 Peter 4:11 says, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth. Why? So that God in all things may be glorified. Now, we want to glorify God through our show here at the 4 Radio family. And I've invited my friend Rochelle to join me so that we can glorify him and share with those who are either in the likeness or who want to be more in the likeness of God. Now, if you don't know how to find your way or you know, basically find your way through all of this, if it's a bit too much or overwhelming for you, that's okay. You know, reach out and ask someone for help and ask them, you know, how can I, you know, ask Christ into my heart? How do I do this? You know, you can reach out to us and we'll be very happy to give you a prayer that you can simply pray. And we'll post it on my feed here at Tamara's Table on the invitation for all of those who received it. And we'll just post that so that you can read it and ask Jesus into your heart if you haven't already, right where you are. So look for that after the show. I really think it's important that you know how to come in contact with Holy Spirit because, see, as Rochelle said, once you receive Christ in your heart, that's the first step, then God is going to give you the Holy Spirit to help you as your guide in your daily ways. So as you glorify God, you know, it simply means reflecting his likeness in all we do. It means unlearning all of our old ways of thinking and doing and allowing him to show forth and manifest and express his characteristics through us. It also means removing everything that hinders you or stops you from every obstacle, every blockage in our path that quenches his Holy Spirit that he wants to give to you, you know, so that he can be clearly seen through us, just as the Father was perfectly seen through Jesus, who is the Father. The Father is the creator of heavens and earth. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, they're called the Trinity. There's three in one. And as Hebrews 1:3 says, Jesus, who was the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. So, see, when he created us, he knew exactly what he was doing. He was creating us to be in the likeness of him. You know, and Jesus goes further to say in John 5:31, if I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. Wow. You know, if Jesus says this of himself, oh my goodness, how much more it must be true for all of us listening to the show tonight. We are here to bear witness of God's image and not our own. And you know, Rochelle, I think that means more of him and less of us.
That's right.
You know,
that's
just need
so
to
right.
That place of more of him and less of us. And that's something so important. You know, we get so caught up in the daily grind. Right?
Mm-hmm. We do. And, you know, it says that it's the enemy who comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but it is I who gives you life and life abundantly. And we are supposed to reflect life abundantly. We are daughters of the King. We are sons of the King. It is our responsibility to be ambassadors for Christ Jesus, to show people his love. And to reflect that, it's not about competition. It's not about trying to, you know, feel like you're insecure. You know, it's about making sure that we as believers in Christ Jesus reflect him. Jesus said, come follow me. That's the most simplest thing, but it is so hard sometimes. And the truth is living in the world, you know, there's so many, you know, things that happen. We have issues that come up, right? We're not going to be perfect. We all fall short, it says. But if we just come and we humble ourselves and we ask our loving God, God, we want more of you, less of me. Well, get ready. He's going to challenge you. He's going to make sure to show you you can get through these storms and you can get through these times and that his love and his goodness. Oh, God is so good, Tamara. Tamara, God is so good. He is good all the time. No matter what happens in our lives, no matter how dark it might look, no matter what's going on in your finances, what's going on with your, you know, relationships, God, the constant thing in my life that I wanted to share with these people tonight is God is constant. He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. His love is never ending. His love never fails. He never gives up on us. And if you know that kind of love, if you're able to live each day reflecting that kind of love, that's unconditional love. I mean, he died on the cross for us. I mean, that's the kind of extreme, that's the kind of love that our world needs. Don't you think, Tamara? We need extreme love out there. People are so lost and brokenhearted.
We need love.
And if we could just have that love. God is love,
so
too.
Much. I totally agree. You know, God is love, and he is writing your love story right now. So those of you that are listening, you know, think about that. Let that just kind of sink in. I'll say it again. God is writing your love story right now. He is abundantly in love with your soul, and he wants to share a life with you. He wants you to enter into the kingdom of his love. You know, as in heaven, as it is on earth. So he wants these prophecies to be fulfilled. You know, he came before us to tell us how we can live our lives in such a way that we don't have to have the burdens on ourselves that we carry so heavily weighted these days. You know, let it all go. You know, learn to give it over to God. Let God be the one who says yes, who says no, who gives you the strength, who gives you the power to stand whenever you feel overburdened with all of the things that are so heavy in the world today. And, you know, as Rochelle said, I want to just echo this so clearly to our listeners. God's love story is an endless love story. It is an everlasting love story.
That's right.
And if you're feeling lost or alone right now, if you're just feeling just overwhelmed, and even if you know the Lord and he's in your life and you're just like, oh, you know, it's just too much. God knows. God knows the challenges that you're facing. He knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. He knew you before you even came into existence. He has a very special plan for each and every one of you listening to this call. There is something special in this world, in this place, that you are to do that no one else can fill. He made you. He knit you in your mother's womb. He made you to be especially for him. Okay, so keep in mind that, you know, the Lord is in all that we think, say, and do. And we want to live as examples for him. And so that will bring our sons and daughters, our friends and acquaintances to the Lord. And when they see Christ's real love shining like a light through you,
yes,
and they hear his supernatural wisdom and experience this power that Rochelle and I are sharing with you, and that power will come through us and through you, and then they'll know the Jesus, the real Jesus, the love that gives all. Let me tell you something right now, y'all. I'm so fired up because I'm telling you, Jesus is the true love. If you are looking for love in all the wrong places, as they say in that old country song, looking for love in too many faces, look no further. Christ is here, the Holy the real Jesus. Okay, he is alive, and he cares for you. And nothing in this world will bring you closer to love than the love of Jesus Christ. Nothing.
That's right.
Nothing on this earth is greater, better, the bigger, better deal. I'm telling you, Jesus Christ is the bigger, better deal. He is the way, the truth, and the life, John 3:16. Christ is faster than seeing the genuine living examples, and nothing will turn them away quicker than the phoniness and hypocrisy. So we want to be genuine in the heart of God and therefore glorify and manifest and reflect him in every way that we can. You know, we're going to fall short of that, Rochelle. I do, you do, we all do. We're all human, right? But at the end of the day, our highest attainment this life is to reach for him, ask for his love, receive it. God taught us in the Bible through the love of Jesus that love is a teaching, a learning experience of give and take. And we were called to his purpose. We were called to bring others to Christ. And our show at Tamara's Table is not just dedicated to sharing every month with you a story or an interview. We are here because we are servants for him. I'm your Miss Georgia Ambassador for Cancer. And I'm here to share with my friend Rochelle and so many others who are listening that God doesn't just want us to have a revelation of Christ, okay? He wants us to be a reflection of him. So the question comes down to this: how do we become a reflection of Christ? And how are we conformed more to his image every day? And what must we do? And what are these steps? So what do you think, Rochelle? How can we mirror him more and become more conformed daily? Let's give some examples to our listeners so they can have some things to think about through this month.
Absolutely, Tamara. Wow. You know, just mirroring Christ is truly something that I pray about every day. And the number one thing is, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added. So first things first, right? First put God in your schedule. And that means every day, 30 minutes shut off the phone. I got a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old. So I have to find a time where I'm just like, okay, turn off everything off, and I'm just going to spend time with the Creator, our loving God, our loving Jesus. And it could be reading scriptures for a while, putting on some beautiful heavenly worship music, but listening to His voice. One of my favorite scriptures that I'm truly living out right now, Tamara, is be still and know that I am God. Mm-hmm. And you have to literally be still sometimes, even though like there's, you know, thoughts going on. It's a little bit crazy. God, what's going on? You literally need to just humble yourself and say, okay, not my will, but your will be done. Not my way, but your ways, God. And, you know, it's that one scripture, Proverbs 3:5-6, you know, lean not on your own understanding, you know, trust me, acknowledge me in all my ways. And we have to acknowledge God and let Him know, God, I'm going to seek you first in everything. I need to spend time with you. And when you spend time with God first, Tamara, you'll be able to know Him because it's relationship. Relationship mm-hmm. is so the priority. You have relationship with your husband. You have a relationship with your kids, a relationship with your family members. But when you have a relationship with God, your Creator who loves you, He just wants you to know, I'm a good daddy. I want to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure that I can talk to you. Do you have time for me, Tamara, today? Do you have time for me, Rochelle? And you really got to put Him first. And that's really one of the best ways to really understand how to mirror and reflect Him is to spend time with Him and to really be able to get into the scriptures. I read my scriptures pretty much through the day if I can. You know, you've got Bible apps. You've got capability to just pull up a Bible anywhere, really, if you can, because it's all over with electronics. Now, you don't have to mm-hmm. have, like, your own Bible that you carry. So being able to read the scriptures, being around people who are going to also be inspirational, who are also believers, surrounding yourself with the right people, being able to have, you know, those people who are going to be there to lift you up, encourage you, and inspire you. I think that's also important.
Oh, yes.
Very important.
You know, and I want to add also for people to keep in mind something to bridge that thought, Rochelle. Ask God to take people out of your life that need to be removed from your life and bring more people into your life that need to be in your life according to God's will. You know, and also don't forget that the angels are here to watch over you. God has sent His angels to gather here on earth and surround us with their presence from the moment of our birth. And you know what? They intercede and oftentimes appear to protect us in our time of need. So don't forget about your guardian angels. And you know what? They're going to be here to travel with you through each day also. We're going to need to wrap here in just a few moments, but before we do, you know, I would like to share with you a closing prayer, and I want to thank my very special guest, Rochelle, and we're so happy that you shared all of this insightful view of what it is to reflect God in our daily lives, and I want to thank all of our listeners for calling in this evening. I hope you have a beautiful month. And we're here for you. We're going to say a closing prayer. So if you will, just be quiet in your moment and let's just find a place of peace and let us pray. May you find this moment of peace and quiet tonight to thank God for all that is right in your world. May you have the presence and the mind of Christ to release all your cares and worries to Him. And may you have the gritty faith to grab a firmer grip on His promises to you. And may you wake up in the morning knowing that you've gained ground even during your sleeping hours because God is always moving on your behalf. As you entrust your life and your whole self to Him today, He will get you there. He will get you to everything you need to start off your tomorrows. Sleep well tonight. God bless you in all your ways. This is Tamara Savino, your Miss Georgia Ambassador for Cancer, and we thank you and be richly blessed.
We'll meet again
Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
4Radio.com.